Soundstripe.
Well, guys, welcome back. Welcome back to That's Relatable, my podcast where I have at some point I have no words yet, all of the words. I am starting this up again for what seems like the billionth time. And truth be told, it has been such a journey, a spiritual journey for me, as I have just literally wrestled with God over this podcast. And that's why there's been such a long hiatus. That's why you've seen me stop and go. That's why you have probably felt and heard the internal battle that I've dealt with when going through my previous episodes. And maybe you haven't, and maybe I've hidden it well. But long story short, I felt God calling me to a podcast about 2 years ago now, maybe a year and a half. And so I said, okay, God, yeah, cool. I'll do a podcast. That sounds awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun. And I started this with the intent of, if I'm being wildly honest, like making it a very like adult woman kind of podcast. Funny, goofy, laughter, jokes. Not to say that we won't still have those things, but I created this podcast with the intent of something completely different than what God had intended. And I kid you not, when I sat down to do those episodes, I got a couple episodes out that felt good, but a lot of times I sat down and I can't explain it other than just complete word block and roadblock, and nothing, and I mean nothing, would come to mind. It's literally like God put a just pause button on my brain and like, nope, you're actually not going to talk about anything until you decide to talk about what I want you to talk about. And so I avoided it and I kind of tiptoed around the topic, and it has just been so abundantly clear and just like put on my heart that this has to be a podcast about God. And I might lose several people right off that note. And I, like I said, had zero intention of this being about God. I cannot tell you how much the Holy Spirit has worked in me over the last year and a half, to a point where I feel like I'll get emotional because he has done some really cool things. And one of the coolest things that he has shown me is that he's not asking for perfection from me. He's just asking for obedience. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm stepping out and I'm trying to be obedient, and I'm trying to just let the Holy Spirit work through this podcast however it's supposed to. And so, all that being said, if you come here and you're looking to find perfection and just someone who's super holy, you will not find it. I'll tell you right now, it ain't me. I don't got it. I will drop the ball every time. But you will find a real human being who is constantly in the pursuit of Jesus and who constantly falls, but who constantly gets back up and tries again. And I just want more than anything to normalize that process, that our relationship with Jesus is never going to make you perfect. And it's never going to make you have it all down pat. And you're never going to have it just right. And you still might have those days where you stub your toe and you cuss. Ooh, like you still will do those things. You'll mess up and you'll deal with struggles and temptations and just sin in general. And I want so badly, and I feel the Holy Spirit putting it on my heart that this so badly needs to be a podcast where that can be normalized, not encouraged. I'm not here to say, oh, it's okay, you can sin, you can do your own thing and still be a Christian. Okay, that's not the vibe of this thing. But what is the fact that we have to normalize the reality that when we are pursuing Jesus, it does not mean we will have it all right. It does not mean we will become perfect overnight. It does not mean we will not make mistakes. But it does mean we have a Savior who we can continuously rely on, who we can continuously go to and can surrender to, and we can confide in, and we can repent to. And I just think we've had it messed up and backwards as a society for so long that when we make mistakes, we have to hide from God. And when we mess up, we should be shameful. And if we are to know God, that means we need to be perfect. And I'm here to just debunk all of those thoughts. Okay? You are human. You are flesh by nature, but you also belong to God. And so you will stumble. But the great thing is, like, you don't have to hide from him. You go back to him every single time and say, hey, I messed up again. Can you help me? And what joy that brings him. Like, seriously, that brings him so much joy. And he's so proud of you. And it's never a condemning, like, how dare you? How dare you mess up again? You did this again. Oh, I'm so frustrated. I'm so annoyed with you. It is never, ever, ever that tone from him. And so if that's been the perception that you've had of God, I just want to so desperately debunk that and rewrite what it really means to know Jesus. And so that's going to be the premises of what this whole podcast is. I cannot avoid it any longer. And if you've ever felt like a nudge from the Holy Spirit, you know, like, he does not back off. He does not back off until you follow suit. And guess what? Like, I cannot tell him no anymore. And so again, we're going to embrace the fact that we are humans in this process of coming to know Jesus, that we will make mistakes as we come to know Jesus, but that he never expects us to be perfect in the first place. And if we were perfect, what would be the point of the cross? So I want to start this new episode out, this new, I don't even know episode, but like this new series, this new, I feel like it's a brand new podcast. I want to start it out with the intention and just FYI, we're going to talk about Jesus on here, and I'm going to love every single second of it because I have felt the growth of my relationship with God so much within the last 2 years that he has broken chains and he has opened my eyes to things that I never thought I would be able to experience. Not because he's not able to, but because I was so stubborn and I just had such a messed up perspective of him for so long. And I just, like, truly, like, I had zero interest in coming to know him for a long time just because I felt like that meant I had to be perfect. And it felt like I couldn't make mistakes. And so anytime I would make a mistake, it would come against me as shame of, oh, I'm so stupid. How dare I? Now I look at it as like, proof again, why I need Jesus. Proof again that I'm human, but I've got a good God. I really, really hope that from episode one of this new dynamic, that you guys can walk away with that same thought of, he is not a God who condemns. He's not a God who shames you. He's not a God who points his finger in your face and says, how dare you? He is so loving and so accepting and so forgiving. Okay, he's accepting of your repentance, and he forgives you, and he gives mercy, and he gives grace, and all of the things that you hear people say that, and if you're like me, like in the past, I would have thought is super cliche. It's not cliche. It is so true. And he's so ready to just embrace each and every one of you, whoever hears this. Maybe it's family and friends. Maybe it's a couple of my students. I don't know who, but I hope so desperately that you hear this and that you know that God is ready to just embrace you with loving arms, nothing condemning and shameful from him. He wants so desperately to know you and have a relationship with you. And for whatever reason, he's chosen me to be that vessel to tell you guys. So I'm going to gladly step into this role and use this platform as a way to just communicate his love to you guys. And hopefully you can walk away with encouragement and just joy, knowing that the Holy Spirit is alive and moving. And holy cow, if you can't feel him yet, brace yourself. Okay. When you say yes to Jesus and you say yes to stepping into a relationship with him, something is happening right now in the world. And I know people have said that online, or there's a lot of stuff going around, like there's a revival happening. And I could not believe that more. Truly, I could not. There is something happening. And I just hope that this podcast can add to that and bring you guys into that realm of just knowing and loving Jesus and just trusting in him. So with that being said, thanks for listening to, I'm gonna say this is episode one of what this podcast was genuinely intended to be, but what I kept avoiding out of just pure insecurities and just, I don't know, let's just be honest. Like, if I put this out here in my head, what I was thinking is if I put this out here, everyone will look at me like I need to be perfect. But Jesus has just made that abundantly clear to me. Like, that's the exact reason why I want you to do this, so that they can see that perfection is not what I need. I need someone who will continuously just pursue me and at least try. And when you fall and you mess up, because you will, get up and try again and keep coming back to me and keep running back to me. We have to normalize the fact that this relationship with Jesus is just that. It's a relationship with good times and bad times and ups and downs and communication with him constantly. It does not mean you're going to be perfect. It does not mean you're going to have it all together. It doesn't mean you won't have those rough days, but it does mean you have a savior that you will rely on and can have with you 24/7. And what a change that makes in your life. So thanks again, you guys, for listening to episode one. We're going to keep going with this, and we'll see where the Holy Spirit leads. I'm excited. I hope you guys found encouragement in this today. And we'll do this again another time. All right, we'll see you guys.